Now it's post-Purim, so we can't sing a Tikvah Pesach already. Anyway, Noach, start us off. On the rush today. We're not going to rush through the rush. We're going to go through it carefully. And just, we started yesterday. I want to just talk a little bit about still the part of the rush from yesterday, maybe a little bit on, and then the Iker will focus on the part of the rush, Simen Yud, that deals with the Nusach HaBrach of Alan Lehr. Now, we noted yesterday, we saw already, the rush emphasizes the Nusach HaBrach of Alvir Chametz. Really, you should make the bracha al bedikas chametz, because with the bracha is on the mitzvah bedika drabana. The reason why the nusach was al bir chametz was because they wanted also to include the fact that there's all one continuous process that starts with bedika and continues, and you matzniya the chametz, and then you burn it the next morning, you clear it out of your house. So it's all included with the bracha al bir, so it relates not just to the bedika right now, but everything that's following afterwards. Interesting, I want to mention a Maramakam. This is going to bring us right back to what we're going to do with Chazara. We had the sugya of Mefarish V'yotzi V'shayara. That's what we started, you know, when we had, after the break, we started that sugya, and the halacha of Rava, that if a person is died to Lachzor, that even from the beginning of the year, they'd have to do a bedika. So, the question is, as we discussed at the time, would you make a bracha on the bedikas chametz in a case where you're mechuyev to do your bedika before Pesach? Let's say, even maybe Rosh Hashanah Nami, if you die to Lachzor, or during Shloshim Yom, even ain't die to Lachzor. So what about the inyan of a bracha? So the Ramah Paskins, and we mentioned at the time, mechuyev what it could be toluyin, in conceptually, but the Ramah Paskins, v'lo yivarech az al bir chametz. This is in Tav Lamed Vav. This is a din of a person who's mefarsh yotz b'shayara, zokuk libdok, v'lo yivarech az al bir chametz. Why not? So the Beis Yosef quotes, it's really from the Kolbo that the Rama is quoting it, and the Kolbo is quoted by the Beis Yosef here at the end of Siman Tav Lamed Vav, Kasav HaKolbo, Yesh Omrim, the mefarsh v'yotzi b'shayara, mevarachim b'shas abir, this is not the Zman Biur. Now, we discussed at the time, L'chaira, what's the halacha when you're doing Vedika before Pesach? Is that a din of, is it the Shas HaChiyuv yet? Is it just you're doing it to avoid a problem of later on? L'chaira, that could be very relevant. But even if you hold it, it is a Shas HaChiyuv. But it's not the way not the normal shasachiyah. So let's just say the Kolbo is saying that it's not the normal time that you're doing the bir chametz. So therefore, in this man bir mamish, it's not mamish this man that they will conveyor. Okay, this is what the Kolbo says. The Gra, and this is what's called in Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah. The Gra gives the following explanation based on the Rush. The Gra says on this Ramah, again Tav Lamed Vav, lo yivarech, you don't make a bracha if you're doing bedikas chametz before Pesach, not on the normal time. Kemosha kasav harash, and he quotes from our rush, v'tik the lomar al bir chametz u'pisha miyad hu mevato matzniyas al yidua lo tshach hamishis v'az mevaro v'al esek zen niskina habracha ayin sham. Ma she'en ken kan, now here the gears is she'en mevat lo, some have the gears say mevaro, I think. It could be there's a shag, maybe you do the bito at the time that you do the when you do the bedikah at the time before Pesach. Either way, mashenkin kan she'en mevatro or en mevaro, the gamadayin mishtamish b'chametz. You're still using chametz. You're leaving, but you're not. It's not shayach to use to say the svar of the Rash. The Rash says the bracha is abir chametz. Why? Because right after this comes you matzniya the mevato, you matzniya the chametz. You burn it the next morning. You get rid of it. Here you have a lot of time till Pesach. You're still mishtamish b'chametz. So what the Gra is saying is, so you can't say the nusach that they were mitakin for bedikas chametz al bir chametz, because what did the Rash explain? That the whole reason why you use this nusach al bir chametz is because it's part of the whole process that's starting with bedika and continuing right afterwards. But that's not happening when you're doing your bedika a few weeks before Pesach. Okay, and now let's imagine he should make the nusach al bedikas chametz, because in theory that should have been the nusach. So mishtama the Gra means, but they didn't make a special nusach al bedikas chametz for such cases. The bracha al bedikas chametz is al bir chametz, as the Rash explains. That's the bracha. So, and why as al bir chametz? Because the bedikah continues on with the bittel and the matzniyah the chametz, and then you clear it away the next day, and it's all considered the biur. So the bedikah is leading into the biur. So they said al biur. But this bedikah that you're doing 2 weeks or whenever before Pesach, it's not leading to the biur. You're still holding out the chametz now, so you can't make the bracha al biur, and you're not going to have a new special takana of a new nusach of bedikah's chametz for that case. That's the Gra. Okay. That's what the Gra says. But the Kobo didn't say exactly that. I don't think that, is that what the Gra learned shot in the Kobo that way? Is that what the Gra meant? The Rosh in the Kobo that Reis Yosef quoted, that this is not the Zman Bior Mamish. No, could be the Gra learned that into the Kobo. The Kobo means like that. In the Zman Bior Mamish because of the Nusach of Al Bior Chametz. Is that how you understand the Kobo? The Kobo means something else. That the bracha was only instituted when it's the time that they usually do bedika, the normal bedika chametz man, not the time of 2 weeks earlier. So why didn't the Kobo, if the Kobo is not saying and doesn't mean what the Gra said, why doesn't the Kobo say a simple answer like the Gra? Why can't the reason be because the alpiyot chametz is not going to make sense if you're still mishtamish b'chametz? That's what the Rash explained. So here we can conjecture the following. What did Rashi say? Bedika hainu bir. And they quote from the Rashi and other places as well, that, and the Mam Chalava says it, that the Lashon bir does not mean destroying the chametz. Bir doesn't mean sreifa or destruction. Bir means what? What? Cleaning out the chametz. That's Rashi's explanation of the Lashon Bir. Bir means cleaning out the house of the chametz, making the house chametz free. And we were masbir yesterday by Arichus that the yisod that we see in Rashi is that bedikas chametz is not pshat to identify what chametz is. Now we know. Put it down on your pad. No. Bedikas chametz is catching the chametz. Meaning, and then yes, the Rambam says, take it out of where it is. If you leave everything where it is, I just know where it, I know the mekomos of the chametz. That's not bedikas chametz. Chipus means when they found the gavia b'amtachas ben yamin, it wasn't now we know what it is. They took it out. Chametz is take it, find it, and make the house chametz free. Clean out the house. That's the yisod in Rashi. That's what bedikas chametz is. No, if that's what bedikas chametz is, and that's what bior means. So even if you did that, cleaning the house of the chametz weeks before Pesach, there's no reason why you can't say the nusach al bir chametz. The Gra is saying pshat in the Ramah, why can't you say the bracha bir chametz? He's using the Rash. What did the Rash say? That the reason why they said a lashon bir is because the bedikah is meant to bring after that to what you do the next morning. It's all one continuous process, and you're getting rid of your chametz and you're starting with bedikah, and then it continues on. But when it goes to a few weeks before, that's not true. It's just that. But if we define the Lashon Bior as we have in Rashi, to mean just that alone, clearing the house of the chametz, that's exactly what you did whenever you did it. You could do it 3 weeks before. So the Kobo couldn't explain the reason why you don't make a bracha when you do the bedikah, when you're going away before Pesach, because of what the Rosh is saying, because he'll assume that the Lashon Biur is because Biur means clearing the house of the Chametz. And that's what you're doing. So he has to say something else. He has to say, because the takana was to make the bracha only when you're doing it bizman itself. Just that I have another interesting Maram Makom regarding this Rashi. The more you think about it, the more it's very interesting. That Biur Chametz, when you make the bracha this year, you have a new way to think about it. Biur Chametz means Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Found this interesting. Look at the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel. Back, again, we're going to be doing this over Chazara, but just back on Vav Amid Beis, on Habodeg Tzarech Sheyevatel. Right, that's the other name. Habodeg Tzarech Sheyevarech and Habodeg Tzarech Sheyevatel. Look at the lesson of Rabbeinu Chananel with me. Just mamish as he's touching the Gemara, as he's reading the Gemara, Kachayad, he says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Osei, see it? See it? Mamish, he's just on the Dibur HaMaschil with Rabbeinu Chananel. Om Rav Yehuda, Habodek. What does he say after that? Habodek, who sees it? Habodek. Achar, Sheyevayer, Hakol, Tzarech Sheyevatel Belibo. Just touch the word for me. What does it mean? Achar, Sheyevayer, Hakol, Tzarech Sheyevatel Belibo. Mash'en Yadu Achshav. Does something sound strange at first glance to you in those words? I mean, Habodek, he's talking about the bittul you're doing when? The night of? The night of Yudalit, right? What's the lesson of the Rabbeinu Chananel? Habodek, Acha Sheyevaer Hakod, Tzarech Sheyevatel Belibo. I think it's unbelievable, Maramako. No? What does he mean? Acha Sheyevaer Hakod. What does he mean? Yevaer Hakod means Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That's Bedika. Mamash the Rabbeinu Chananel. You hear the Rashi and Maram Chalava. It's Mamash the Rabbeinu Chananel. I don't know. Chiritz. Mamash jumps out at you. Go try it on someone, you know, in another shiur. Ask them what they make of this Rabbeinu Chananel. L'chayr, that's the pshat. No. Acha sheyevayer hakol, tzarech sheyevatel belibo. Yevayer means, after you clear the house of the chametz, that's bedika. Tzarech sheyevat. Mamish, what are you saying? It's another, just, it connects with the Rashi. That bito, hainu, biur, hainu bito. Biur, 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 kosh, b'nabais. You're clearing the chametz out of the house, that's bedika. And then it is, you have tzarech sheyevat. Just interesting Maramak of Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay. Good. Back in the Rush. So that's the first part of the Rush with the Lashon of the Nusach HaBracha and the Chidush that you have to make a Bracha. Just another little bit more in the Rush. He talks about the Shachiyanu issue. Just let's go over that for a minute. So the Rush brings in that question. Why don't we make a shachiyanu when we do the bracha b'dikas chametz? V'hadu mom barachin alash shachiyanu. Why should you make a shachiyanu? Af agav deba mizman uzman. The halacha is if you do a mitzvah that comes at certain separate, distinct occasions of the year, mizman uzman, you make a shachiyanu. You take a lulav for the first time on Sukkot, you make a shachiyanu. Shachiyanu of Sukkot is also on the mitzvah sukkah. So why not make Shachiyanu on a mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz? There's a lot of different answers in the Rishonim. We saw the Me'iri says the idea of it's not really an inherent thing for itself, it's only to get rid of the Chametz. The Rush used that as the svar why you would have thought not to make a bracha at all. The Me'iri mentioned that as a possible reason not to make a Shachiyanu. Ein ikra la'atzma la'hachakas aveira. The Me'iri says, kigon B'dikas shilizar mitzias Chametz ein bazman. That was the Me'iri. What does the Rush say? There's no Shachiyanu, says the Rush, Kevan, the mitzvah zu eina el litzorech haregel. The mitzvah is litzorech haregel, it's for the sake of the yantif. L'sakein habayis, uvar hachametz mitocho litzorech hamoed. What does it mean, l'sakein habayis? What does it mean, l'sakein habayis? L'sakein habayis. What does he mean? What's the tikkun? That there won't be chametz. And why is that a tikkun? Plug in what it means. What does it mean for the Rush? Why? Why are you doing bedikah quite the Rush? The bittul. So, right. Because the bittul takes care of Ayyubah. It means there won't be chametz around that you won't come to eat it. That's what it means. So that's the tikkun. The tikkun is that there won't be chametz around and they don't want it around because Shem Yevalocho. So we're talking about so Lufay Rachamis Mitocho. It's a Rachamoed. So therefore, Samchina Lo as Mandaregel. So we can now latch it on to this man of regular, make shechiyana for the yontif. That's going to go on the also on the bidikas chametz you did with tzorach haregel. Will we find such a thing? Will we find that? Midi dehavi a osis sukkah v'lul v'atzma. When you make the sukkah or you're putting together the dalad minim, so you must mochiv say shechiyana. Ikra din the brayso says at the time you make the sukkah, see a sukkah, you make a shachiyanu on the chetz of the sukkah, or the chetz of the dalaminim. And yet, what do we wait for? We wait till you're doing it on yantif, because the purpose of having a dalaminim, having the sukkah, is to be able to use it as the mitzvah for the yantif. So therefore, we use this, we wait to make the shachiyanu at the time you're doing the mitzvah. Ela samchinu laz manderegel. Interesting. Just like we know for sukkah and lulav, so the shachiyanu of the chetz shel mitzvah, we wait for the time you're doing the mitzvah, says the Rosh, interesting. So the shachiyanu that would go on the mitzvah b'dikas chametz, since it's the tzorach haregel, so you wait to say when you do shachiyanu for the regel. And it covers this as well. They bring here the kavanah nesano, brings a kashe, chur, what's the comparison? Hiksha marshal, he says, ain't a domer asiya sukkah b'lulav. Shelo kada mitzvasim l'regel. See, sukkah b'lulav, there is no mitzvah of sukkah before yantif. And so too, that would mean it's only on yantif that you have the mitzvah. Meshem hachi, samchina nazman deregel, because the mitzvah has no meaning before the regel. Tchilas mitzvasan, the tchilas mitzvah is the regel. So therefore it comes together. The mitzvah sukkah and the yantif of sukkah comes together. Masheken b'digas chametz. So, when is it knowing that when can you not eat chametz? From when? From the yantif, from the night of Tezvav? When can you not eat chametz? From the time of what? From the time of Nu? Shechitas HaPesach, from Chatzos, with the rice, right? So it's not with the regular, it's even before, it's an Erev Pesach. B'dikas chametz, eino mevarach zman, lo atchilas ha-b'dika, v'lo ha-scholas mitzvah b'ir. You're not doing it at Chatzos either. You want to say, don't do it at Ramzan Abedika because it's for the sake of not having chametz, of not being able to eat, of not eating chametz. So then make it a chatzos of Erev Pesach. What do you mean you're samchin on the regel? That's his kasha. It's an interesting kasha. What could we think about to answer such a kasha? The Rosh is saying, the same way lulav and sukkah, you don't make a shachiyanu and you make the sukkah the lulav because you can use the regel shachiyanu here, so too here. But here, l'chara, it's already chal before the regel, the iser chametz. What's the pshat in the Rosh? So one could have thought, but I know this is correct, that what's the chshash amiyavul ochlo? When? L'chara, why is it Pesach? Maybe already Erev Pesach. But there's a difference. Erev Pesach, it's al kares. So the real iser, the real mitzvah of bedika, shoyev l'acho, is that you come to eat on Pesach. So it's all the tzorach, it's the iser of achilas chametz on Pesach. You see, but the problem is, why I don't know if that's good enough, because the Rosh himself in the third parak discusses, so what about chametz nukshe? Chametz nukshe doesn't have kares. There's smite from kares. And yet, the Rosh explains that if you, whatever the reasons, below Bedili Minei, whatever, and Tosis discussed in that base as well, that you do Bedikas Chametz even for Nuksha, even though there's no curse. So then Lchara, it's not Dafka because of the curse. So back again, what's the Rosh saying here? That you can, you're Samecha on the regal, but it's really your Erev Pesach, it's already Noheg, the Issa Chametz. And that even if without the curse, you see you do Bedika even if the Chametz doesn't have curse. Yeah? That's a little plug. Yeah, it could be because it's a little plug. Yeah. I think we could say better. I hear maybe. Maybe because it's a little. Yeah, Matthew. The mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, the purpose of the chetz of the mitzvah Sukkah is to have a mitzvah of Sukkah to be Mekayim Yeshiva Sukkah and Sukkahs. So don't make a shachiyanu, when you make the Sukkah, because you're going to be able to say it on Sukkahs itself. So that's why you have the shachiyanu at the kiddush of sukkahs. It's for two things, the first night at least. It's for the what? It's for the Chag, like you always have when the Yontif comes, and it's also for the Mitzvah Sukkah. That's why there are those who hold that you switch the order on the second night of Sukkot, right? Because, in other words, the Leil Shev and the Shachiyonu get switched, because since the second night, even if it's considered to be the first night of Sukkot, so you always repeat the Shachiyonu for the second night, because it's Ki'il, as if it would be the first night, right? Because since at one time, they didn't know the calendar, so now we consider like the first night. So in terms of the Yontif, you always make a Shachiyonu. But even assuming that the second night is the first night, but as far as the Mitzvah Sukkah is concerned, if you made the Shachiyonu before Yontif on the Sukkah, it would also be good. You can make it even the time you make the Sukkah. So therefore, the Shachiyonu of the Sukkah was already covered by the first night, even if you're going to consider that to have been Erev Yontif. Therefore, the Shachiyonu on the second night is only on the Yontif. Therefore, there are those who say that you switch the order, you bake it before the Leil Shev. Because it's not going on the Mitzvah Sukkah, it's only going on the Yontif. Yeah, some say no, you can still keep the order the same. But Umaysa, the Shachiyonu on Sukkot is really twofold. It's for the Yontif, for the Chag, and also because we didn't make it at the time that you didn't make the Shachiyonu when you constructed the Sukkah, so you rely on the Shachiyonu of Sukkot itself. The Rashi is saying a similar thing with the Shachiyonu of Bedikas Chametz, that you can connect it to the Shachiyonu of the Yontif, that goes also on the Bedikas Chametz. But the Bedikas Chametz is not to have Chametz already chal before Yontif. The answer has to be something more basic. Even the Isser Chametz and Erev Pesach, what it really is it's stemming from what? The Isser of Erev Pesach Chametz, it's stemming from the Isser Chametz of Pesach. Yeah, the Torah already, the whole Yudalit is already a chel, a shtikul Pesach already. The Karban Pesach is also for the sake of eating it at night. The Yontif of Erev Pesach, so to speak, is already a certain status of Pesach. Not the Gabi Evi Halacha, the Achilas Matzah, Lo Yochel Adam Matzatech Shach, yeah, the Tosus and Aritzachim, yesterday's daf, everyone knows, you know, you have to wait for the Laila for the formal Kiyum of many mitzvahs. You would have thought Mibol Yom, you see Yochel Mibol Yom. There's already a Chalos of Pesach that takes effect on some level to Gabi certain in Yonim, on Erev Pesach. The Yisr Chametz Erev Pesach is really stemming from the Yisr Chametz of Pesach. So Memeila, that's what the Rosh means. Even though the Isser is Chal before, but it's the Isser of Chametz and Pesach that's Chal before. So therefore, the Shachiyonu of Bdikas Chametz is covered by the Shachiyonu of the Chag. I think that's the simple pshat of the Rosh. It'll be maybe the answer to the Kasha of the Masha. The Bala Iter that the Torah quotes on this question, Shachiyonu, we may have mentioned this once before, very interesting answer as far as Shachiyonu. Says the tour b'shem the Bala Iter. Bala Iter kasav ikaman devarach Shachiyonu. So there are actually some Rishonim who would have a Shachiyonu on the Bedikas Chametz. That's what the Bala Iter quotes. Why? Because mizman mizman ka'asi. Says the tour. However, continues the Bala Iter the ikaman de amad lo barach. Why? Interesting. The halo kavale zimna. It's not called kavua lo zman. Why? Who remembers the Bala Iter? Why is it not called Kavulah's man? Because of what halacha? Yeah, because of the din of Mefarash Yotz B'Shayara. The Mefarash Yotz B'Shayara died to Lachzor a few Mirash Hashanah Tzaruch Libdok. You know, it can be any time of the year. And therefore, you can't call Mizman Lizman. What do you see from this Bala Iter, from this Svara? That the halacha of doing a Vedika from Rosh Hashanah or whenever, if it's Daita Lachzor, what kind of halacha is that? It's good for the sake of Chazar when you start going back to the sugya. What do you see? What kind of halacha is that? What kind of a din is that? It's a din of Bedikas Chametz. It's a kiyum mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. It's not just, like we saw maybe in Rashi, that you're going to come back and you're going to have a problem. You'll be stuck with Vayiroa, or if you want to say Shem Yavol Ocho, you could say like that. There's going to be some issue. So you have to be proactive to avoid a problem that potentially could come later. But this is not Bedikas Chametz. It's a halacha that you have to recognize the implications of what's going to be. You're going to come back later at Daita Lachzor. So therefore, whenever it is that you leave, you have to do bedikas so you not get into problems later on. So that would be called a mitzvah bedikas chametz. But the Bala Iter to answer the kasha that you don't make shachiyanu on Leil Yudalid because you could be doing this mitzvah anytime. It's not mitzvah with man. It means that according to him, the din of mafashet b'shayara of Daita Lachzor Rosh Hashanah is Bedikas Chametz any time of the year. If you can't make a Shachiyonu, it's not Mizman Mizman. It could be any time of the year. That's interesting, Mar Malcolm, again, in terms of this question of Shachiyad. Okay, questions? So let's go on in the Rush. Okay, so after this, the Rush discusses the question of Hefzik. Some of this we found in Shulchan Aruch, that it came out in Shulchan Aruch we read yesterday. The Rush continues, Yesh Omim, Englid Bodik Ledaber, Achig Mahabedika, Yesh Mosif and Old, Baum Shem Sach, if your stamp spoke out, Tarach Lachzor, Ulabarech, and he says, I don't agree with that. The Koze, and Nirali, this is all paraphrased by the Torah as well. That same, it's interesting, in the Torah has another sheet. He paraphrases the Russian of the Rush. And that's why I got to the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, the Kozeh, says the Rush, ain't a Nirali. Interesting Russian Atur. The Kozeh, ainenu Shoveli. That's what the Torah writes. Sounds familiar, everybody, right? Who said that? The Kozeh, ainenu Shoveli. Yeah, okay. So you find the Shonim used that Melitza, but the Torah used it, the Rush did not. The Kozeh, ain't Nirali. And then the Torah is saying the same thing with different words. El Shiesh Lizar, Shalu Yasiach, Me Brach, L'Tchias HaBedika, only in the beginning. Before you start the bedika, va'achashe yischa lahavi sicha hefzik mida havi, compares it to what? Interesting comparison. A yeshiva sukkah. And he says another thing. Ukaadam shemidaber betok sudaso do havi sicha hefzik. Lahatzu hachzu uvarach ala sukkah birchas amotzi. The lo matzin the sicha havi hefzik el ben tefillin letefillin mishim de bracha vishona kaim enami anochas tuon shel rosh. So he can't be masik tina shayadim shel rosh. That's the machokis about. We'll go over in a second. Let me just stop for a second. Let me just be more something here. So he says it's not a hefsik once you start the bedika, right? Just like what? Just like yeshiva sukkah, and just like a person who's medaber in the middle of his meal. So in both of those cases, it's not a hefsik. Ugabi what? So ugabi the meal, that it's not a hefsik to have to make a new birchas hamotzi. You can eat as much as you want. Once you took your first bite, you continue eating. Okay, so that I understand. So what do you see? Not a hefzik. What's this first example? Yeshiva sukkah. That what? That you would think that if you mafsik b'dibur, then what? That you have to make a new what? New brach of what? What is he referring to? What brach? Leishiv. I understand. How could anyone think such a thing? What is leishiva sukkah? What's the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? Teishvu ke'ein b'dibur. No, so in your house, do you speak in your house? You have conversations in your house. You metayel b'sukkah, you eat, you drink. You metayel b'sukkah, you eat, you talk, you have conversations. No, so like, what's the Rosh even thinking to bring a raya? I mean, the leishiv b'sukkah, so the mitzvah is including speaking. So how could anyone argue that that should be a hefzik? Yeah.
So
with
the Rambam,
you
mean
so the Rambam is leishiv literally sitting. Say better. Say. So what the Rosh must mean is that the mitzvah is, the bracha is going on what activity of the sukkah? The achila. So that's the purpose. We don't make a bracha if you're going in Stambazite, Rishonim say. I mean, Shitas, Gras, if you would, but we hold basically like the Rishonim that you only make the bracha on achila, which is the ikar yeshiva. So the Rosh means if the bracha is going on the yeshiva, on the achila, so maybe if you speak it's a hefzik. But l'maisa from the hemshach of the Rosh, when you deal with the other part of the Rosh, that's why it's good we're reading this part now. It's Mashmai talks about the Hemshech, the Inyan of Al, or Leishev. That Leishev means it's Lios Atuf, the Leishev Asuk, Lecho Letayel. That's going to be the Rabbeinu Tam's idea of the Le. So the Rosh is Mashmai that the Le is a bracha that going, Leishev Asuk is going on everything that you do in the Sukkah, not just on the Achila. The Achila is one, you know, could be, it sounds like it's including all the things afterwards. So then I don't really know what to say. But that was the Rosh's point, that maybe you say it's a hefsik for a hamotzi, to make a new hamotzi, to make a new leishev. This is not true. Once you start the mitzvah, it's not a hefsik. Because when is it a hefsik? So that's the Gemara Menachos that he quotes. So the Gemara says that if it's sach, between tefillah letefillah, between shayad and shorosh, then mevarach shtayim. So the Machokas Rashi Ben Otam, what that means. And this is halacha umaisa for Sephardim and Ashkenazim, right? Eli, how many brachas do you make in the morning at tefillin? One. Lohaniach on both. That's the default according to those shittas. Rashi holds that only one bracha laniach on both. If you would be mafsik, then you have to make all mitzvahs on the shorosh. And the shita of Tosus of Rabbeinu Tam is that you always make shoyad, you make laniach, and al mitzvahs on the shorosh. If you're soch between the two tefillin, then you have to repeat the laniach. That's what the Rosh is saying, kacha yada. That would be an example of conversation being a hefsek gabi bracha. The first bracha of this tefillin, so yada laniach, This is all the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that we read yesterday. It's all coming from the Rush. Namish, the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch works out off of the Rush and the Torah. This is what the Rush is saying. Also the Baal Bayis and Yachot Ruach of Dagchom Mekomos. He can have people next to him, as we read yesterday from the Shulchan Aruch. And they can all spread out and do their bedika based on his bracha, based on the Tosefta. Okay, now we get to the part of the Rush that we're focusing for now in terms of the Nusach HaBracha. Mayim Mevarech. So Rav Papi says, Al-Bir Chametz. Rav Papi says, Levaya Chametz. Hilchus says, no, Al-Bir Chametz. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? Hilchus Al-Bir Chametz. Perush Gam Al-Bir Chametz. The Gemara means that you also can make the bracha Al-Bir. This is what Tosa says initially, and this is who's pshat in the Gemara that we saw? Rashi. Hilchus al-bir, of course, levayer is good. From the very beginning of the sugya, Rashi made that clear. But the Gemara is saying, the other man, the Amma, would have thought that al-bir is not acceptable. The Gemara's machadish know that you could say al-bir if you so desire. That's one pshat. Afa gab de levayer kolam modu kolam ma'uba al-bir pligi. So here the Rosh wants to say that Mishum Da'amasach Debrachas, there might be an inyan to Davka say the Russian Albir. Mipechosav Shalada, when the person makes brachos, you can now know Nika Shetamil Chacham Hu. You can see how much knowledge he has. Vamavarach Albir Nika Shetamil Chacham Hu, Vyodea Da Albir Nami Lahaba Mashma. By saying Albir, he's now revealed his knowledge that Albir is valid. It's in fact valid because it can also be Lahaba. Kedam Perkes Mevarchin, in the context of Motzi and Hamotzi there. Mishtabachin Rabban Webzera Barav Zvedan Gadahu Bakud Bebrachesu. So they praise this Amora. Amalehem, so they told whoever they were Mishabachim to, said, Lishiyabul Yetchim, have you Yadi Lami, I have a chance to see him and interact. Kiyasa, so he wanted to check out his knowledge. Kariva le taka, they brought a shulchan to him. The pikule rifta, they brought out bread. Amalitam nar midi, so here have something to eat. Amalalishwan manmar, yubi start us off. And he was motzi then, pasach li amma, motzi lechem in the arts. So the Gemara there says that motzi, everyone agrees, is valid as a nusach. And ha motzi was a machokis. So he responded, he was not impressed by this Amora because he says, Amma Zeus Amorab Adam Gadahu. After all, Bishlam the Amalan Hamotzi, then Amalan Taima, Bashmin Hilchasa. Then we have something that we've learned from him. He's teaching us something and we understand the reason that Hamotzi is also the Apik Mashma. The Hamotzi is also a good lesson for the Bracha. Now, Amma Motzi, my Kamashmalan, the Motzi Koyamalo Pligi. So what do you see from that Gemara Brachas? Alma. That there's an inyan when a person makes a bracha, that if there's something in the way he makes a bracha that can teach us something that you wouldn't have known, that some people would be mistaken about, but the halacha is clearly that way, then there's an inyan v'dafka to make a bracha with a certain nusach that also enlightens other people as far as what the halacha is. Interesting idea. Ukach, says the Rashi, applying that to our Gemara. Kach nohagu levarech al bir chametz. Now, does that mean he's going pshat in the Gemara that way, or he's saying it's ki'u nohagu? In the Gemara, he starts by saying gam al bir chametz, but the Rashi is now adding, but umaisa nohagu levarech al bir. Lashmi inan the gamza rabba mashma b'shelo yitu loma the al bir shaba. Then berach kach lo yatsa. Not like those who might think that you're not yotzi with al bir, so the minhag had become to say someone who learned that pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi is a little bit mashma that. to say that, but it could be. The Gemara means it. The Rush doesn't say exactly that way. Now, that's as far as albiur being acceptable and being a preference because of this inyan of to show that it's good enough as a bracha. Now, as far as the shitas that the rest is going to present, two mahalchim, and each one is going to have to navigate a whole plethora of brachas to figure out how it fits or doesn't fit with the cup. So let's go one by one. There's a lot here to unpack, and the truth is, there's a Ramban and the Ran. We'll see how much we'll be able to do beyond the Rush, and then, of course, the Ramban, which is itself an interesting limud. So the Rush is going to present two mahalchim, one Rabbeinu Tam and one the Rivat, which is try to give some kind of a method, you might say, not to the madness, but to the distinctions between why some brachas get nusach of le and some brachas have nusach of al. Now, what do we see in Tosus on this inyan? Tosus didn't really have anything to say except lo matzari aroida. We didn't lo matzari tamuchal brachas. What we saw in the Meiri, and this is mashma from Rashi, and this is also what the Shifu Gibarim quotes from the Riyad B'Shem's grandfather, the Tosus Rid. And maybe we'll read that at some point from the Sefer Machriya of the Tosus Rid. He says, don't even try. Forget it. It's going to be futile. It's not going to be able to come up with anything. So really, whatever you do is good, and there's no real consistent approach. But many of you showed him try to work out a mahalach. So we have here two presented in the Rush, and then there's permutations that you've seen the Ramban and the Ran, and then, of course, the Rambam is his own sheet. Okay, so it says the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam said as follows: Kol mitzvos dinasos miyad, shayach v'baruch aleihen al. If the mitzvah is done and it's done immediately, and it doesn't have a continuous kiyum, but it's basically done and it's finished in one experience, it's not a long experience, it's just nasus miyad, then the nusach is al. Kigon, al mikra megillah, because you just read the megillah, okay, it could take half an hour, 45 minutes, but it's retzef echad, it's one continuous thing, and that's the kriyas of megillah. So it's al mikra megillah. Al atvila, you immerse, and that's the mitzvah. Al Netilas Yadayim, there was. It was all Nasus Miyad. Al Afrashas Truma, again, he did Afrash. Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Marah. That's the Nusach Al. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the default? That's the default. However, there are times that you have to switch the nusach to le. Avo, le haniach tefillin, le sati betzitzis, the leshe basuka, yesh ben shihui. In other words, there's already it continues on. It's not just the maisa, the hanacha that you did, the act, the performance of the mitzvah. The mikra megillah was the kriyas megillah. It could take whatever time to read the Megillah, but that is Nasim Miyad. The Pa'ula was the mitzvah. Achilas Matzah, the Achila was the mitzvah, Nasim Miyad. However, when Yach Tefillin, Lishati Batzitzis, Leshi Basukah, so it's not like, here, you did it and it's over. It continues. Shihui, the Halash and Moral Kach, and that's what the Lish is trying to convey. Lios Mu'utar Batfillin, Lios Atu Batzitzis, in other words, the continuous being mu'uta b'tfilin. It's not just putting it on. It's now being done. The tefillin is on you, and the mitzvah is continuing while it's on you even after you did your ma'isa. You did your ma'isa, mitzvah, and the mitzvah continues. In the other cases, you did the ma'isa mitzvah, the mitzvah is over. You did the achilas ma'isa, your kazayis. You read the Megillah, it's over. Here, there's what? There's the continuous, even after the night, it's not just nasa miyad. It continues, the shihui. Yis ata b'tzitzis v'yeshe b'sukkah. V'lechalotayo ko'ayom. You see, it's mashma, the whole teal, all of that is all, so the is conveying that you want the birchas mitzvah to work not just on the initial maisa mitzvah, but on what? On the continuous shihui that comes afterwards. Okay. What about Hadigner Hanukkah? So what's that? L'chora, you did an hadlaka, right? It's over. L'adigner Hanukkah, yeshiv mitzvah. Why? Kidamin b'medikin, mitzvah m'shetishka achama shetichareg m'nashuk. The mitzvah is that it should burn from that zman till tichareg m'nashuk. So what does he mean? So the mitzvah is it has to be continued to be lit. But what's the halacha? We both say it's a big problem here. What's the halacha by Ner Chanukah? Kavsa and zalkik lalachot, right? So l'chora, it's not so. It can be put out right away, not if it goes out. What does he mean? That's if kavsa. If it's not kavsa, so ma'isa the key mitzvah continue. Mitzvah continues. That's what he means. In chanami, if kavsa, that will be it. But that's if kavsa. But l'maisa, there is the mitzvah, even after you do your maisa, what continues on is a continuous mitzvah. And therefore, the lir conveys that idea that you want that to be included in the nisach habracha to continue, not just on what your actual maisa. Kozman, that's burning, that's ki'u, the mitzvah's nimsheches. So the mitzvah's nimsheches, that's when the lashon becomes lir. We have a lot more to go through. But okay, yeah?
Just on the Hanukkah, I mean, isn't he just saying, like, isn't that like you just have that and that time? Like,
yeah, that's also true, right? But l'maisa, right? That's true. That's what the Gemara says. That's how much you have to put in. But also, why? Because you want it to burn that much. I mean, if it's kafsa, then okay, then it's kafsa. But otherwise, it's not just about the shir hashemen.
The mitzvah's done.
Yeah, so that's our problem, right? That's what we're asking. The mitzvah's done, but l'chora the answer has to be in the stomach. The mitzvah is done, but to the extent that it's still there, the mitzvah's nimshachas. So therefore, that's why the lir can go, because kozman it is lit, that's similar to being mu'utah b'tfilin, being continuing to be in the sukkah, being metal of the sukkah. If it ends now, then it ended now. And then it would just mean that if it went out a second after you've been mazik in a chanami, in that case, but in more often than not, it does continue.
Every time you're in the sukkah, every second you're in the sukkah, you're getting one car.
You're saying you'll get it. Who says we're talking about your schar? We're not talking about schar, you. Where do you put that in the words of the Rush? The Rush is saying, I mean, the Rebbeinu Tam is saying, the Lashon Lir is when the mitzvah is not just nasa miyad, but there's a shiur zman. We're talking about schar here. Who bring in schar? The mitzvah, the definition of mitzvah is that there's a shiur zman in the mitzvah. Not just the Megillah. It's not about how much time. No, here. The mitzvah, Megillah, your pa'ula was to read the Megillah. So whatever, it could take an hour, it could take 2 hours, it could take half an hour. But meanwhile, that pa'ula is the mitzvah, and that's it. And then it's over. Achilas matzah, you ate the matzah, and it's over. But tefillin, it's not the way. You put on the tefillin, but then the mitzvah is imsheches, while it's on you. So it's just the same. Sukkah, the same. Saying now by Ner Chanukah as well, which is a little bit of a stretch, because the chora, if it goes out, it's over. So maybe doesn't that show me that the mitzvah is the ma'isa hadlaka? So again, this is a big kasha. They ask the kasha. Everyone asks the kasha. But I mean, the chora, we would say is, yeah, but if it's not going out right away, there is a hemshah. So that will be the bracha of lif for that. Right. For the cases where it didn't go out. Zach, chayim. Yeah. According to these
kolam,
the
Tam shouldn't.
We'll get to what's up your chametz. Yeah. So this is good. So where does that fit? So that, you have to go back to what I said before. Bir chametz could be basically brachosim shalada, just to show that you could say al bir. Right, the Rush doesn't directly speak to me. Okay. In the Chanami. So what's that? What's up your chametz according to Rebbeinu Tam? Right, what would that be? Right, the Rush doesn't spell it out. The Rabban, the Ran of Beinu Tam, the Ran and Ramban bring that into to this. The Kovin Sanos, what does he answer?
Because there's a
Shehiyah. There's a Shehiyah. What do you mean? You're doing a Maisa of your beer.
Maisa,
but there's no
Shehiyah.
I mean, you're just doing a Maisa.
What's over there? You're right. You're asking good. What about Beer Chomet? So what does he say? What is it? Where is it coming from?
What's the
Shehiyah?
But that's all part of the
Mitzvah, being the Dika. It's all whatever you're doing, and then whatever you finish doing, and the Mitzvah is over. It's a pe'ulas a mitzvah, and the pe'ula is, once the pe'ula is finished, the mitzvah is finished. You finished reading the Megillah, the Megillah mitzvah is over. You finished eating the matzah, the mitzvah is over. You finished putting on your ma'aseh, putting on the tefillin. Yeah, but the mitzvah continues when you're wearing the tefillin. You're wearing the tzitzis, you're in the sukkah. There's a hemshah. What's be your chametz? Yeah. What? The beer is that the fact that the house is clean of chametz. That's how the mitzvah is miskayemes. The mitzvah, the kiyam mitzvah is, but that's a continuous thing. But there's nothing to to look at and recognize here. It's the absence of the chametz. Here you can see the candles a bit lit. Here you can see the person with the tefillin. You can see the person in the sukkah. You're saying just the fact that the chametz is not in the house as a result of you taking the chametz out of the house. That's also equivalent to this. It's interesting. I don't know. I'll be your chametz.
I'm
saying, even after you finish the mitzvah, there's still something that continues. It's still defining the mitzvah in some way. Yeah.
There's no shakia built into the mitzvah. Okay, the mitzvah we do the beer the next day, but it's not like built into the mitzvah that there's a hesed. Whereas opposed to everything else, like not this phone, you're going to put on the phone and then it's going to be on your arm. Or anything else we're talking about.
No.
And there is time also, like the candles, you sell my germly, the
okay.
Way
and beer chametz, what are you saying? It does
make sense. You're going to do a mice that it's supposed to be done. Okay, you might find something.
You're saying the kasha is a kasha.
No, I'm saying it's not a kasha.
Why?
And that's why it's up here. There's no shahir built into the mitzvah. You're supposed to just do the details.
Oh, you're saying it's, saying it's not shahir. I'm getting trouble. Al bir chametz fits very well with the cases where the mitzvah is over after your pe'ulah. I mean, it's good. You think it's good?
The
way the
Rosh says that it's one long.
No. But how are we being magdivit? How are we learning after a veil time? You do a ma'isa, and when your ma'isa is over, the mitzvah is over. There's nothing. You don't have here continuous. The mitzvah is continuing. By tefillin, you do what your ma'isa is involving. You make a bracha and you do a pe'ula, an action. But then after the action, the mitzvah still continues. So you want the lashon of leh to reflect not just your initial ma'isa, but the continuous mitzvah that's happening after your ma'isa. That's by tefillin, by tzitzis, by she'ekin, by other mitzvahs, by general mitzvahs, amikum megillah. Your action and the mitzvah are the same. When your action is over, the mitzvah is over. You finished reading the megillah. You finished eating the matzah. No, so be your chametz. So what? Now, what would you say? You did your action, whatever your pe'ulas are, be your chametz. You did your bedika. Okay, then that's it. What do you mean? There's something continuous after that? What's continuous? What that the house is stripped of chametz? That's considered to be a hemshach of the mitzvah. That's hard to imagine.
The Rosh was saying earlier that the part of my of
right, that you do more, but that's because of the lashon biur. Because we're talking about what you're doing after the bedika, but it's all what you're doing. So after you did that, and after you did that, and after you did that, which is what biur is. Okay, but then it's over. So you did also, you did the bedika, you did the bittul, you did the yematzniyah, the chametz, and then you burnt it. Okay, so that's what the. But either way, all those pe'ulos come to a certain point, and then there's nothing after that. That's the mitzvah nimshach is after that. So if anything, here I think it's not a problem. We're going to have to deal with this issue. I think it's going to come up with Ramban. I got a little fatumut. It's going to be with the Riva. Chor Abil Tam, I think it's not a problem. Chor Abir seems to work well. And again, what's the default for Abil Tam? According to Abil Tam, what's the default? Which Nusach is the default Nusach? What? The Al. But when you have the Shiu Hizman, then you go to Leh. Yeah.
It's also a little bit of the Nusach, I would say, Al. He says that
Okay, but then you go to sleep in stomach, no? And then you have
4 minutes anymore.
It's over once you do the mitzvah. It's like there's no gaps built in.
But doesn't he also mean what you do in the morning as well? The garment of bais, shachamishis.
But the gap is not built into the mitzvah, okay, practically speaking.
Right, the gap is just, right.
All these other things.
All those pools, right, when you put them all together, and that's the end. Yeah.
Maybe there's some like different words. We say that like the by tefillin and by sukkah, all the left, the extra time that I might fill on or when I'm going to eat again in the sukkah, it's all covered by that first bracha. It's like there's a hamshacha zman. They don't have to keep making new brachas. They don't have to keep making new brachas on my tefillah. So my biur, it's not like while I'm in between my bedikah and my biur. Now I have like the mitzvah chal on me that like I'm doing more actions within biur that I don't need more brachas for. I finished the bedikah, and yeah, I'm going to be doing the biur later. But that middle time, I'm not still osik in the mitzvah like I'm osik in tefillah or osik in sukkah.
Yeah, that's what they were just saying. Similar. Okay, so now he goes to shofar. Right, now he goes to shofar. Chayin, l'shmoa ko shofar. Why is it a lamed? L'shmoa ko shofar. Yeshihu la'asaka b'nat kis. So here already you have to start thinking. Now, yeshihu, here, there's, if no, what you just said is going to hold up now. What does he say? Yeshihu la'asaka b'nat kis. There's what we call kis the miyushav, right, that we do before Musaf, the 30 kolos. And then we have al-seder abrachis in the Shmona Esrei. So what's the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah Shofar? Big question. But the Rush is going here that the Tkiyos Al Seder HaBrachas are the Iker Mitzvah Shofar. Gemara says, you do before L'Avim V'Sah Satan, right? So now, Yeshiri L'Avsaka Ben Tkiyos, the Iker Mitzvah Shofar Al Seder HaBrachas. So what does he mean here? Yeshiri L'Avsaka Ben Tkiyos. So you're making a bracha before Kiyas de Miyushav, but that bracha is really going on the Kiyas of Shmones. I'll say the brachas. So that's called Yeshihui Lehafsaka. The way we were just masbir, what does the Shihui mean? Shihui means the Shihui is all a kiyum of the mitzvah. But chara, that doesn't hold it. Chara, what does that mean over here? Here you have the bracha, you do a maisa mitzvah, but that's not the Kiyum Mitzvah, that's not the Ikka Mitzvah that we're discussing. Then you have, later on, the Kiyas de Meumah, that's the Mitzvah that the Bracha is going on. Tosis is mashmah that way later, in Avi Pesachim, like that. The Gemara talks about the case where a person has only Moror as Karpas. So, when does he make the Bracha Bachil as Moror? So, the Gemara says, because if you have Moror now, you can't not make the Bracha the first time you're eating it. So Tosis compares this. You make Achilas Mora now, but you're really not Mekayim the Mitzvahs Mora, even though you're doing the Mice of Achilas Mora Karpas, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvahs Mora until later on by Mora. This is the Gemara Tav Kuptes Vav Amid Aleph. So Tosis compares it to Tkiyas. Tosis says, Afagav, just read a little bit in the Tosis, a few lines into the Tosis. Afagav, the Ika Mitzvahs Mora lo nafik el betibu sheni, because you're not Yotzei Mor until after you eat matzah. Achar matzah. Mo'eles habracha shebeirach b'tibul rishon l'tibul sheni. The bracha that you make when you do karpas, and you say alachas mor then, is going to help you for the mitzvahs morar later. Me'achash acha mimenu mat b'tibul rishon. Because as long as you did a pa'ula of achilas mor now, you can make the bracha, but really, it's going to be for later. That's when the mitzvah mar is really being fulfilled. The yidid a ma'isa mitzvah b'chilas mar now, but the bracha is not going on now. It's going later. Midi dehavi a birchas shofar, says Tosis. The mevarech at kiyas di yeshiva, umo eles bracha le kiyas sheba amida sheim iker, benasas aseder ha-brachas. The Tosis is learning that your bracha of a shmo kol shofar is really going on at kiyas di me'umad of aseder ha-brachas. But you have to do something now. You're doing shofar, you have to make a bracha shofar. But really, it's going on later. Does this help us for Rabbeinu Tam here? It's a shihui zman. The Iker mitzvah shofar al seder brachas. Why are you saying that? So we have to like try to fit in what we're saying with this we have over here. We have the bracha is going on. What maisa mitzvah? What maisa is the bracha going on? What maisa? On the tkiyas that you're doing right after you make the bracha. Right? But you want that bracha to work for the tkiyas of later. So, somehow that entire gap has to be relating to the bracha too. Because otherwise, how can your bracha go at Kifta Mu'umad if it's not going to speak to that whole Hemshech? So that also, for a bit of time, justifies saying that. It's not exactly analogous to Tefillin, obviously, and Tzitzis, and Sukkah. Obviously, you can't see it in that, because in that case, the whole time, you're engaged in Mitzvah's Tefillin. Right? The whole time, you're moved to the Tefillin. It's a Hemshech of the... Here, there was the Tchias de Miyushuk, and then there's nothing. And then there's Tchias de Mu'umad. So it's not as if there's a sheet, the Hemshech of what... But what you have here is a pu'ula, but the bracha, which is a leh, is not going just on that one pu'ula. There's something more afterwards. There's that whole gap, and then there's the kiyas de ma'umat. So that's also what leh has to indicate. You can't say al. What would al have meant? That as soon as you do your pu'ula, that this bracha, this nisach bracha was going on, it's over. Is that true? Because as soon as you finish your kiyas de ma'ushav, there's more that this bracha has to go on. Kiyas de ma'umat. Now already, if you go back to Bir Chavetz, now he's going to say, now we have our problem again. Why? Because even after you finish your what? Your bedika, you still want your bracha to going on what you're doing later. Berakasha, what do you say? Yeah, Ari? Iker mitzvah shoba sida bracha. So the Iker.
In which there is a shiva in between and there are gaps, as opposed to beer and bidika, they just technically, for certain other external reasons, fall apart at separate points. And there's, for technical reasons, there's a shigia. We do the bidika the night before because of the reason we want to do it at night, because it's the nearest and that's when people are home. But it's not like a part of the mitzvah. The shigia is not part of the, like, built into the mitzvah. So it's not like inherent in the mitzvah of bidika and beer.
The way that the mitzvah is performed, it's not defined in terms of two stages.
Right, as opposed to shofar, it's supposed to be with these gaps of where you have these breaths.
Okay, it's a good svar. No, it's built into the way that Tzuras and Mitzvah of Shofar is that you have part one and part two. It's not over if you do part one. It's part two. I can't say ah. You have to say lit. Anyone else? Let's see weiter. What else did he ask from? Umashe in mevarchim. Now, you have an interesting thing. It's going to come up here for Beil Tam and also with the Riva. We just had a few days ago, Al Mikra Megillah. That's Al. And we have Fahalel. What do we have? Likros es Ahalel. Likro es Ahalel. So why not Al Kri es Ahalel? Why is it Likro es Ahalel and Al Mikra Megillah? What differentiates that? So what does he say? L'chaira, what would you say here? At first glance, what Mikra Megillah? You read a Megillah, it's over, right? So that's why it's out. So what about Likros es Ahalel? Why is it Likro es Ahalel? Rashi in Mevarchin al Kriyas Halel, al Kriyas Halel, but Mevarchin al Mikra Megillah, Hanu Taiva. Lefi Shekorev es Megillah below Hefsik. The Megillah doesn't have any gaps, any breaks. You read the Megillah, or as one, Kriyas Megillah. You read it, it's over. And if it's over, that's out. Abba b'kriya sahalo mafsikin. There's a gap. What happens in the middle? Vatsiba onir mashiach p'sukin. There's the participation, there's the on Hashem, Moshiach, the Hodu Hashem Kitov. So the fact that there's a niyah of the tzibor, that makes it, that those gaps create, you want to, that's why you have to say the leh. Because now there's the shihori zman that Ben Tam said. Again, this is not the same level shi'as man as like tefillin, sukkah, tzitzis. It's sort of more like the case of tkiyas. But it's not, if it's below hefsik, that's al. Once you have something that's going to create a gap, then it becomes a lir. That's a benu tamska. Another reason, one second, and then is there something else why I have to say likro? But oh, damim b'psachim. The Gemara later says the Ikar Kriyas Hala Tiknu Vayim Rishon Likros So Al Kol Tzar Shol Tavo Atzibur V'Sheigal U'Gom Min Sahala. The Ikar Takanas Hala was originally said for situations where the Tzibur is safe from Mitzara, and in the Mimele after that they said it also for special occasions for Moadim. Hilkach Shaych Bei Hailishna Likros Es Sahala. Why the Kol Mitzvah She'ena Chova Tamid L'Shaych Bei Al? Since it's at any time that there could be a situation of being saved, so therefore you can say, Al, You have to say let, because it's for whenever it could happen. You can't say out. Okay, slow. So this is now how he takes care of Al Mikra Megillah and Lukras Ahalel. Noach and Rafi, yeah?
Would it be a
shiloh
having a shahir Mikra Megillah?
Or
is that more of a problem?
He's not talking about Hesach Hadas here. He's not talking about shahir doesn't mean Hesach. I mean, the fact that people say the psukim out loud or begging of Haman. There's a four psukim that we say that the Tzibur says. That's a minhag. That's a minhag. He asked from that. Interesting. He asked from that. Mashomim. Yeah, he says. Yeah, there is a dalapam hodu, ena benusach hamizmar, mashakin bekriyas megil afshe tiba omim dalap sukim. Those four, right? Ishihudi and then marachayatzu yidem saora. In the end, ain't the kari hamzik inam omrak osim sukim sheim luksuvim basefer. But here, om dalapam hodu Hashem kitov. Aha. In other words, he means like this. He's saying as follows. This coming to sana. The Chazan says, Yomar no Yisrael. What does it say in Hallel? What's the Nusach of Hallel? Hod Hashem ki tov kim chasdo, Yomar no Yisrael kim chasdo, Yomar no Yisrael kim chasdo, Yomar no Yisrael kim chasdo. That's the Nusach Hallel. Now, we're not doing that. We're saying, Yomar no Yisrael, Hod Hashem ki tov. Yomar no Yisrael says the Chazan, Tzibah says Hashem ki tov, Yomar no Yisrael. So now this Aniyah creates the gap. So it's not just the Asiyah itself, the Kriyas Hallel, but there's something more that extends it. That's so why you have to say
that. Would that gap extend to, like, if that sure the gap is enough, and would the, you know, screaming and booing during Haman be enough for the gap?
I don't know. I think that just because it's a minhag, I don't know if that would do it. That would complicate things. I don't know. You mean like now you should start changing the nusach of bracha because of the minhag that people have to beg Haman? I don't know. I don't think that's. This is built in. That Kriya Sahal, by definition, is built in that this Aniyah Rashi Prakit. Megillah is not designed that it should be built in. Okay, this is what people do. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see what's this from here. So it gets Hallel versus Megillah. Now, what about by Bris Mila? Umasha Mabarchim Lehach Niso. Again, the default should have been Al. And Leh is always when it's going to be a Shihu Isman, and so on. That's the Leh, Shi, Yesh B'Shihu. So what about Lehach Niso? Mishim Debracha Zu, Lo Niskin Alagam Yamitzvah Zu. This is, we saw this quoted by the Masha, right? Lehach Niso, Tosus already addressed Lehach Niso. It's not Lugam Yom Mitzvah Zu. Teda, and the Rush brings a Raya, the Mbarach No Salach Amila. For the Rush, that indicates that it's not for this Mitzvah. For the Rush, that was the answer to the Obelas Yasin. For the Tosus, we Medayik, if you remember, not that way. Tosus needed to say something else. Rabbein Otam had to say something else for the Obelas Yasin. Because it's someone else that's making the Bracha, the Abia Ben, not the Mayo. But meanwhile, the Rush brings out as a raya. Ela niskina lahodo solahal shabecha kadosh baruch hu shetzivu lasas mezuzuk bechol pam shtabi yodeinu. So therefore, what? Therefore, the nusach is leh. Why is the nusach leh? Because it's not really dafka on this mitzvah. So it's like another point. He's saying it's for the times that we have a chance l'shabecha kadosh baruch hu. Al only makes sense if it's for this mitzvah. So does the Rush mean therefore it's like a Shir Isman? No, the Rush means something else. No, you can't say Al if it's not, if it's like a Birchas HaShemach that they said do it at this time, at this point after the Bris. But that's not, it's not a Bracha that you can say Al. No, the Rush doesn't mean here to compare it to a mitzvah of Shir Isman. Rabbein Otam doesn't mean it fits the profile of Likro as a Hallel or, you know, L'sate Petzitzis, or L'niach Tfilin. He means that because it's not for this mitzvah per se, it's for the opportunities, it's praising Hashem, the opportunities to do these mitzvahs, therefore you don't say, Al is on this mitzvah, but it's not on this mitzvah. It's L'ach Nisei. U'mashem mevarchin v'tfilin shel yad l'haniach v'al shel rosh al mitzvahs. So why do we say lehaniach on the shel yad? This is again the sheet of the Rush and Chachmei Ashkenaz that we have two brachas, and in our mitzvahs always is made on the shel rosh. There's a shir zman on both, right? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the principle should be always to be with the lan. Shem d'lo ratzu chacham with takin shtei brachas zu achas zu b'mitzvah achas shavos. There's two brachas, one after the other. One is say, yeah, one is a rose. They didn't want you to have to make the same exact bracha, laniach, laniach. Therefore, they had to be mishana. The tikkun b'saros al mitzvah shehi gemar ha mitzvah. This is the gemar of the mitzvah. Whether he means because it's considered one mitzvah, that's a homachok simonia mitzvah, where the shayar shayosha one mitzvah, I mean it's gemar mitzvah that perspective, or even if it's two mitzvahs, but it's the gemar, they're integrated. And this is now the gemar, so they change the nusach because of the distinction that the shayosh is distinct from the shayar, it's a gemar mitzvah. So they said al mitzvah. They didn't want to repeat, they had to change the nusach, so they changed the nusach to al mitzvah. But really, in theory, you should have had a leah again, because it is a shiurisma. Okay, this is basically a presented how the Rush presents the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, question.
I forgot which opinion said this, but there's an opinion between the Lafnito, like the only reason we're able to say Lafnito is because you're doing the Mila right now. It has adopted to do exactly what they said that you're doing right now. That's the only reason you're able to come up with to say such a Rafa. Would you disagree with?
Well, we saw already what the Rush is saying here was not new. We saw this in Tosis. Right. The Lachniso is like a Shevach, like a Shevach for that. When the sort in Tosis had to do with the Le being, that Le is Lahaba, and we're talking Lahaba because of the opportunities, not the one that just happened, but the future opportunities. That was the connection to Tosis. The Rush is discussing it from the perspective of the Chal Rabbeinu Tam, Al Le. He says he can't say Al because it's not on this mitzvah. It's on the Inyanim in general, on the Shevach of Shevach, that we can do this mitzvah whenever we have opportunities.
Right, even though it is a
shevach,
even with that,
you're
only able to say that
shevach
because you're doing this mitzvah right now. Like when they're
I don't know who you're referring to exactly. I mean, obviously there was the taket, this shevach, at the time of the bris. Obviously.
Yeah.
But
I think he's referring to the reason that we should think that we should say the shevach before is because since the only reason we're saying the shevach is for the mitzvah.
What? But even a shevach should be before also, because since it's connected, that's why Sora Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam still needed, right? We saw Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, that even though having said what he said about justifying the leh, that could be lahaba, because it's really a shevach to Hashem for the opportunities, but nevertheless, since, as Masha basically said it, since it were not for this milah, we wouldn't be saying the lachniso, therefore, you should say before you do the milah. Rabbeinu Tam used to say, but if it's two different people, one is doing the meal, one is doing the father, then you don't have overlasiyasa. There are two ways to understand what that means, either because he may not do the mitzvah, because the kral is only set for when you have a seder. Yeah, so this is all one mahalach, and if you look at Tosfos and Rashi, basically says everything we just saw in the Rash, the lot of the notes here are very kedai to look at, but this is all one mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. Now comes the other approach of the Riva. Yeah, each shita is going to have to be thought through very carefully, and we'll have to see more carefully again, maybe more on the Riva, maybe a little bit in the Ran, and then, of course, going into the Rambam. Yes? Question?
When the Rosh says that the reason why the Chachamim instituted Al for Shal Rosh, says it's because
of Gemar Mitzvah.
So wouldn't that seem to be so sort of the fact that it's really a Shigiyah and that it's really...
Yeah, in a Chanani, it is... But really, conceptually, it should have had a leh. But Chazal did not want them talking back-to-back brachos with leh, identical brachos. So therefore, they kind of had to change the Radbeah for the other thing to show how it's distinct from the Shalyad. Again, let's recognize, the Lehaniach goes in the Shalosh as well. So the Indian of the Shiur is man that exists by the Shalosh is also reflected in the Lehaniach for the Rosh. Remember that. The Rosh holds the Lehaniach goes on both. So the Indian of that there's a Shiur is man in the mitzvah tefillin, that you have utah tefillin, that's covered by the Lehaniach. But why, for whatever reason, they want a new bracha on the Shalosh, so they didn't want to use identical bracha because they want to show that Shalosh is different than the Shalyah, it's a Gemara Mitzvah, so they had to change the Matbeah, so they went to they fell back on
Av. Right, so I guess my question is more specifically, why is that called the Gemara Mitzvah? It's really not Gemara, it's really Moshe, one of the Moshe.
No, it's a Gemara Mitzvah from the perspective of the Pe'ula. In other words, let's go with the Shita that the two, the one Mitzvah, right? So the Mitzvah has two parts. Part one is the Tchilas Mitzvah, the act number one is putting on the Shalyah. And that has its own bracha. And part two has a separate pu'ula. And they wanted a separate bracha mitzvah on part two, which is the ma'is of the gemar mitzvah. Okay, but they're not going to repeat the same exact nesach. So they changed the nesach to al mitzvah. So they made, there was a takana to make a birchas a mitzvah on the action, which is the action of for the gemar mitzvah. You can't make the same bracha twice. So they had to change the nesach al mitzvah, and you understand this is for the gemar.
So even though it's
Nimshachas, because even though it's Nimshachas, it's still a gemar mitzvah. From the perspective of the ma'aseh mitzvah, it's still a gemar mitzvah. So yeah, Sharosh. Two parts to the mitzvah's tefillin. There's a lot of Torah of the Rav, especially on our mitzvah's tefillin. I'm not sure if this is exactly what the Rav, I mean, it's not necessarily what the Rav has to mean. The Rav used to talk about, it's good just to have this idea that you're going to hear about it. Again, I avoid saying it until now because we want to learn Pasha what we see in the Rishonim. But the Rav had this very beautiful idea. He connects L'achniso b'vitzo Hashem Avinu and al mitzvah tefillin, and he finds a common theme here. The common theme is that there's the ma'aseh mitzvah, and then there's, you could say, the chalos that's created in the person through the mitzvah. So when it comes to bris, there's a status, bris mila is a status change in the person. Rest of their life, they are mahu. They went aro before, and now they are mahu. Tefillin, a person is also transformed. And the Rambam beautifully writes about this in Hilchos Tefillin. A person is mu'utas b'tefillin, so that the gavra is he's more inclined toward anava and yerushamayim. Like the person is a new person. It's a transformation in the gavra. Achtaras ha-gavra. So the Rav used this drush. He spoke once at one of his grandsons. Maybe it's a bismillah, but it's a bismillah, I think, and he said this idea, and it's written up in a lot of places. I referenced it a few times myself in it, something I wrote, that there's a hachtaras hagavra, a status change in the person, both by mila and by tefillin. And this, the second bracha that you find, would be it al mitzvah tefillin, be it lachniso, so he thought that what he's trying to show is that there's not just the mitzvah, but there's the transformation in the person that occurs through becoming a mahu. You're a new person, your status is different than before, you're part of the bris of Kal Yisrael, and you're not the same identity as you were before, and so tefillin is also a transformation in the person. And that's what the achniso is meant to be, the salmitzos is meant to be. Again, this is all beautiful, but again, I don't see it directly in the Rishonim. You try to read it into the Gemar Mitzvah idea, maybe. Okay, this is all possibilities. It's all very nice, but it could be, you know, emes. But in terms of what we're reading here, it's reading more than what we have in the words in front of us. Okay, so what we have to do is learn the Riva. If you want to look a little bit at the Ramban and the Ran, you can. They are similar to the Riva, but they are shinuyim. For example, the things that he says about Ner Chanukah, some other things as well. The Ran is here in the back on the Rif, so it might be easier from the Ran. So try to do a little bit of that, and then from there to the Rambam. Okay? There are many, many sheets, but let me show you.
Recording stopped.
Yeah. A couple questions. First of all, could we maybe stay there for a bit of time? It just doesn't buy into the whole idea in the Rambam.